course, the only place. Only place for me. Stand by for a legend in your own lunchtime. And now, on A Legend in Your Own Lunchtime, a title for a feature on the radio that I'm sure our guest would be proud of to have coined himself, because he's the man of coining album titles and other songs. It's the frontman of the band whose song, Joy Division Oven Gloves, was the most popular choice of you, the Six Music listener, to celebrate our 10th birthday, Mr. Nigel Blackwell. Is that all right, Nigel?
Yeah, that's great, that list, cheers, yeah.
Yeah, well, did you hear the news that that song was the most popular of all the songs in the world ever?
Someone told me. I didn't sort of quite get my head around it because I'm rubbish with things like that.
I know you are.
It always passes me by.
Yeah, because it has to be said, it's taken me 10 years to get me on the show because putting yourself out there, chatting about your music and what you're... It's not your first priority in life, is it?
No, well, I always think, to be honest, the last thing I'd want to talk about is my own music, because I just find people actually talking about the music is like, it's superfluous, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the music's just there, isn't it? They've presented you with their piece of art, if you like.
Yeah.
And so that's all you need, you know, you don't really need them to explain it because they shouldn't have to.
But it's nice when you're so loved, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, that, you know, that keeps you off the streets, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Now, I always think of you as the Kenny Rogers of Merseyside.
I've got his beard at the moment.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you know why, though?
Go on.
Because there's two rumours, one about you and one about him, which kind of match.
Oh, right.
And the one about Kenny Rogers is that wherever he went on tour in the United States, and it might still apply, he had to go home that night to his wife. Now, in his case, he had a private jet, so it was logistically possible, you know, from Tulsa to Connecticut or whatever. But you practice the same thing, don't you? Wherever you are on tour, don't you have to get onto your own bed that night?
In my private jet, yeah.
Yeah, right. How do you do it then?
Well, it's got like a landing pad just outside Speak Airport.
Yeah, right.
It's got HMHB written from above the ground. You can see it in like the hospital things. We robbed the H from the hospital.
But you don't like to leave the Wirral, do you? I mean, I thought you were coming in today. I thought you were coming to that London to see me, but no.
Well, the thing is, no, I love leaving Wirral for other things. Do you know what I mean? But if we've done a gig and you kind of, you know, you're a bit tired after it, and rather than sort of sleeping in a strange bed, when you're just tired, you just want to go home, don't you, generally?
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, I was in Snowdonia on Thursday in Cwm Eigiau, which is like really remote place of the Carnedd range. And basically, I was with my mate, didn't see a soul all day. Now, there's other people I know who would, after that day, quite happily stay the night there, you know, pitch up a tent, and I thought, it's not for me, I just want to go back home, you know. It's just familiarity, isn't it, you know.
You weren't tempted to book into a B&B and throw the telly out of the window?
No, no, B&B's around there, they wouldn't have a telly anyway, to be honest. You'd be lucky to find a B&B out there.
Yeah, would you? That remote. How big was the gig? What was the capacity?
Oh, no, it wasn't a gig, it was a walk.
Oh, went, right, OK.
Yeah, I went walking.
When did you last do a gig, then?
January in Bilston.
Yeah.
The throbbing metropolis that is Bilston, yeah. It's a great place.
Oh, yeah, but you get my thread, don't you, that what I'm saying is you could be doing stuff every week, but you choose not to, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, suppose we could gig at least once a fortnight, I imagine. But we're not cut out for
no,
it.
No, but Nigel, you beat David Bowie in the poll. Do you realise that?
Well, maybe he should give me his private jet then.
Yeah, I don't think David Bowie does a gig a fortnight now either, so... You're
no,
all right, aren't you? So last year you were on doing a session on Six Music with your latest album. You're up to 12 now. I'm sure you know that.
Is it? Well, I thought it was 10 or 11, didn't it?
For listeners who aren't familiar, back in the DHSS, ACD,
yeah.
McIntyre, Treadmore and Davitt.
Yeah. I'm stopping you before you have to list them all.
No, I want to list them all.
Probably is, yeah. I don't know.
I love the titles. When This Leaden Pole, Some Call It God Court, Voyage to the Bottom of the Road, Four Lads Who Shook the Wirral, Trouble Over Bridgewater, Camel Led Social Club, At Chung Bono, CSI Ambleside. I love the cover for that as well. 90 Bicidol Crimmond. That's the last one. So do you come up with these, or is it a group effort to think?
I'm guilty for them, yeah.
Right.
So was that 12 then, is it? Yeah, I didn't realise it was that many.
Well, by my reckoning, yeah. So how many records do you think you've actually sold?
I haven't a clue with that. Honestly, I haven't got a clue. You'd have to ask. Geoff Davis may know roughly, but because it's been a trickle through 25